Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Kathleen Marple-Kalb, and here are today's top local stories.
Let me be the first to ask, cold enough for you? Oh, it will be. A blast of Arctic air could mean record cold this morning. Let's get the latest with AccuWeather meteorologist Joe Lundberg.
It looks like temperatures are going to settle in at the low 20s. Not necessarily record cold, but certainly the coldest we've seen since the beginning of March around the area. And there's just enough of a breeze that the AccuWeather real field temperatures right now are hovering around 10 degrees. It is going to be a cold day today. Clouds will be increasing, so it doesn't have an opportunity to warm up much, the high 31. The good news is the cold does ease this weekend. We're expecting temperatures to be near 40 tomorrow and Sunday. However, here comes more cold air for the beginning of next week. I'm meteorologist Joe Lundberg, the New York Weather Station, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
1010 Winds' Glenn Chuck is talking to folks who have to be outside right now.
So on the list of things to do on a day like this, playing tennis outside would not be one of them, but Anthony Coppola's out here.
The good news when it's this cold and I'm shivering is that you're the only person on the tennis
court
here.
That is true. I am really a disciple of tennis, no matter how cold or how hot.
Yeah, but below freezing? Who thinks of tennis, man? Be serious.
Well, listen, when you love tennis like I do, and, you know, while my competition's asleep or freezing, I'm out here Rocky Balboa-ing it. It doesn't matter. Yo, Adrian.
And you're by yourself.
I'm a loser. Yeah, I'm by myself. Listen, you know, I'm my best friend, and nobody else, you know, wants to come out because it's too cold. So,
it's not too cold. It's freezing. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM. Yeah, about 18 degrees here in Englewood.
Of course. Stay with 1010 Winds no matter what the weather brings. We'll get you through. Mayor-elect Mamdani had plenty to say about the NYPD in a wide-ranging news conference yesterday talking about his public safety plans.
Mayor-elect Mamdani's plan to run the city is already starting to take shape, and it starts with how he'll lead the NYPD.
The NYPD's job is to keep order, but it's not to assist immigration agents in the work that they are doing. It's to protect New Yorkers. That's their job.
He was asked about Mayor Adams' decision to put funding in the budget to hire 5,000 new police officers.
35,000 as a budgeted number of police officers, I think, is the right amount. If we're struggling to even hire up to that amount, I think ideas of extending it beyond that are not reckoning with the reality that we're living.
The mayor-elect gave out cocoa, took selfies, and talked to Stuytown residents about their concerns. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Stuyvesant Square Park.
He was also asked about some controversial comments from the brother of NYPD Commissioner Jessica Tisch. During a high-profile charity dinner this week, Benjamin Tisch, CEO of Lowe's Corporation, reportedly called Mamdani an enemy of the Jewish people. The mayor-elect's response?
The commissioner apologized to my team for those remarks, and I look forward to being a mayor for each and every New Yorker, including Jewish New Yorkers.
Commissioner Tisch has agreed to stay on in the new administration. Mayor-elect Mamdani is not ruling out revoking Mayor Adams' executive order if threatening disciplinary action against city employees who discriminate against Israel or its citizens. At that press conference yesterday, Mamdani said the current mayor can issue as many executive orders as he likes with less than 30 days in office, and he'll look at every single one. This particular order, issued late Wednesday, bars city employees from taking any procurement or policy action that discriminates against Israel, its citizens, or entities associated with it. Adams said the order was specifically intended to push back against the boycott, divest, and sanction movement that gained increased attention during the war in Gaza. Now, Bandami has long been a supporter of that movement, but he has not said if he will direct any city actions as Mayor Adams would, as mayor. He would have the power to rescind the Adams order as soon as he takes office. And then there was the hot chocolate and frozen rent, the theme of the mayor's event yesterday afternoon in Stuyvesant Square. His team handed out cocoa, and the future mayor talked about his plans to address rising costs. Mamdani did run on a rent freeze, and he's promising to make that happen.
In addition to freezing the rent for more than 2 million rent-stabilized tenants, we have a comprehensive agenda to not only build more homes, but to keep New Yorkers in them. We will hold landlords who refuse to address maintenance issues and put their tenants at risk accountable. We will ensure that our Office of Tenant Protection streamlines 311 requests and improves fine collection.
To get the rent freeze through, he will have to convince the Rent Guidelines Board. Right now, 8 of the 9 members' terms are set to expire when he takes office, but Mayor Adams could still fill them out before he leaves. A carbon monoxide scare in the Bronx sent 10 people to the hospital and left their building without heat.
First responders broke into apartments to get people out. Angel Muniz saw seniors who live here being treated by EMS.
They double-checked. Like, it ain't like they just went one time and just, they made sure frequently to come inside people's apartments to make sure people were safe.
Michelle Tavares wasn't home and found out when an Amazon delivery driver sent her a picture of damaged holiday decorations on her door.
So they sent you that picture?
To confirm I deliver my delivery, and this is what I see.
Wow.
A boiler problem caused the carbon monoxide leak. There's no timetable for getting the heat back on. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Soundview.
Word that New York AG Letitia James will not bring criminal charges against the NYPD officers who shot and killed 19-year-old Wynn Rosario in Queens last year. The Office of Special Investigation concluded that a prosecutor would not be able to prove beyond a reasonable doubt the officers Mike Mathewson Franco and Salvatore Alonghi were justified in shooting Rosario. The James office ruled Rosario advanced 3 times on the officers, brandishing a pair of scissors that could be considered a deadly weapon, and the officers fired only after he did not comply with repeated demands to drop them. Rosario's family and advocates are slamming the decision. They are still suing the city. PBA President Patrick Henry is applauding the move. Soon, the city's school and child care centers will have to have EpiPens to treat children with food allergies. Council voted yesterday to mandate the life-saving measures, approving what's known as Elijah's Law, in honor of 3-year-old Elijah Alavi, who died in 2017 from a massive allergic reaction to a grilled cheese sandwich at a Harlem child care center. The family's been pushing for stronger safety standards for years. In 2021, the state passed a version of Elijah's Law that allowed EpiPens in schools. Yesterday's city version requires them at every school and child care facility. It'll go into effect in about 4 months. Grown-ups aren't the only ones practicing gratitude this holiday season. So are the little kids. A new survey of kids under 6 shows many are glad for the same things the big people are. Parents, sibs, pets. But their gratitude lists include some kid-specific stuff. Dino chicken nuggets, M&Ms, and, of all things, folding laundry. Kitty Academy commissioned the Talker Research Survey, and it was done by the parents. It looked at how parents are instilling gratitude into their kids for the holidays and beyond. Just about all parents, 95%, believe gratitude is important, and most believe the kids should start saying thank you in their first year or two of life. Got that.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck.
Learn more at aboutamazon.com.